The actual message in Walker's ad is pretty close to what he said this entire campaign. The policies Mary Burke supported, Walker tells viewers, raised taxes, led to a deficit, and cost the state jobs. But instead of talking to viewers from a typical campaign setting like a factory, a farm, or a TV set, Walker is looking up at the camera from the bottom of a hole in the ground.
It's a lot easier to dig a hole than to get out of one. The policies my opponent supports, well, they got us in a pretty big hole.
Walker eventually climbs a ladder as he tells viewers his policies got Wisconsin out of the hole. Burke's commercial has the visuals you'd expect from a campaign ad, as she talks to viewers from a sunny sidewalk, but she changes up her message.
You know who had a really good idea about taxes? Ronald Reagan. Surprised you, didn't I?
Burke is talking about Reagan's support of the earned income tax credit, which, as she told reporters in Milwaukee, Walker reduced in his first budget as governor.
Ronald Reagan actually expanded the earned income tax credit, and this is in stark contrast to Governor Walker actually cutting it.
Burke largely took a pass on talking about Walker's ad, but she did say that Wisconsin lagging other states in job growth was a hole Walker had dug for himself. Walker's campaign issued a statement that did not mention his decision to scale back the earned income tax credit, but instead highlighted his tax cuts, including for Wisconsin's lowest income tax bracket. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.